The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Gulf Coast Windows for energy savings, security, and quality replacement windows.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 31 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And it's time to start thinking about your home and not your garden for the next 3 hours. Call me 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. I'll be with you till noon today. I guess we're supposed to have some weather coming in, but so far, it's just kind of gloomy outside. Haven't seen a lot, maybe a little rain. We'll see what happens. Supposed to be hail and tornadoes, and you know, they always say that stuff. We'll see. Somebody said the other day, how come they're never right on the weather? People are never right. I don't know. I just listen for the birds. If the birds are out singing, it's not going to rain. It's not going to be bad. That's all I know. Or the squirrels, if they're out running around, they know more about it than anybody else. 713-572-4610. Our video of the week, by the way, is Texas Floors. So they fixed a floor in this video and matched it quite nicely. And it was all because of a leak under a refrigerator. And how long do you think that leak was there? Nobody knows. So don't be keep your eyes open around your house and keep your ears open, because a lot of people just go day by day and don't realize it, but then the whole house is flooded. You go, I wonder how long that's been going on. It happens. All right, 713-572-4610. Let's get to the calls. Let's talk to Elwood. Elwood, you're on Home Show Radio.
Well, Tom, I had to call in because I need some postgraduate advice here.
Okay.
On AC repair that I'm fixing to get or doing. What's your opinion on surge protectors for these AC units?
They're not going to be all that effective.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to hurt you. It might save a surge coming down line, but usually with air conditioning systems, if it's a lightning strike or something, they don't do anything anyway. And secondly, it can be hit past the surge protector and still burn them up too. So it's not the end all, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, what I'm having problems with sometimes, I had it last year in the summertime of electricity surging, you know, going on and then off on my unit. And I was trying to see if I could protect the unit.
Well, you can put a surge protector on the whole house if you want, but it's only if it's coming down line to you. It's not going to help in other situations. It's expensive. I don't know if it's going to be all that worth it to you, but that's why people don't use them, and you don't see them on homes very often. There'll be a few people that like all the little bells and whistles, but as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't do it to my house.
Well, that's the reason I called the Tom Tynan Show, because I want practical advice.
All right, well, practical you'll get, that's for sure.
But I tell you what, I had a problem last year. I because I attended Tom Tynan School of Air Conditioning with David Deben when he taught it over at Scarborough. I have a bunch of extra capacitors and stuff sitting in my garage out here.
Oh,
so
yeah,
that when something happens to my unit, I know how to fix it right away to get it up and running, unless it's something major.
Well, then, you know, if you've already got all the stuff there, why put a surge protector on?
Just hey, I'm getting lazy in my old age, Tom.
Well, then put a surge protector on. I'm not sure what to tell you.
Okay.
But, yeah,
hey,
either
Tom,
way, yes.
Once again, thanks again for all the practical advice that you give everybody out there. And, hey, let's keep this show going and, man, get some more of those Scarborough High School-type courses out here to the public.
Yeah, they quit doing that. I don't work with them anymore. They decided
to
go have a different vision. They're going a different direction. They're going to the 2 to 4 year degrees now. They're not going to do that kind of stuff much anymore.
Hey, well, just stay on the air then, so I can keep bouncing ideas off your head. Thanks a lot, Tom.
I'll do it. Thanks, Elwood. Yeah, no, most colleges are going a different direction now, because the money is in retention, is how they say retention, keeping the student in the classroom as long as possible with grant money, tuition money, money out of pocket, loan money. that's how they make their money. It doesn't have anything to do with as much with the community as people are told. There are a couple of colleges I'm working with that care more about putting people back to work and getting them in and out quick and that kind of thing, but it's becoming, the bigger the college, the less they care about it because they have to make money. One of the local ones here is a $350 million a year business, and they're down like, I don't know, 4 or 5% every year, and they're taking a heat. So they have to find a way just to make money. It's not about the community or the students. This is going with all colleges, by the way. You can see like the scandal that just happened across the country. It's all about money. It's not about the community and the students anymore. That doesn't matter one bit. They'll tell you on the small scale, oh, yeah, it does, does. But the proof in the pudding is it's not. So anyway, just be careful when you send your kids somewhere or you kids want to go do something. When I say kids, you young people, make sure you're going to get something out of it instead of just a whole bunch of bad credit and payments down the road. All right, Trifection can make sure you get something out of it. Here's a company that cares about the end result. And that end result is their clients being happy and getting what they want. They are the best remodeler in town. And when it comes to taking care of their clients, which would be you, they want to make sure that it's the easiest road that they can pave for you. They are a team of people that start from the initial phone call all the way to, here, enjoy your new remodeled home. Whether it's bathrooms, kitchens, room additions, a whole house remodel, it's up to you, whatever you want. But that's what they are all about. And you'll be surprised how they are organized and keep things moving and keep you, well, keep your life as normal as possible. Because when you go through a remodel, a lot of people live through it. I know we did in my house and they did ours. And we did a specific thing to where it wasn't done fast, but it was done as inconvenient as possible to the people living in the house. And they just did an excellent job. We couldn't be more pleased with the results, and you will be pleased too. So if you're considering remodeling your home of any kind, remodel, you name it, they do it. Call 281 Kitchen. It's that simple. It's all about form, function, and fit. That's 281 Kitchen. And we continue on with Home Show Radio, 713-572-4610. And we will talk today. We have open lines. We always do at the beginning of the show. So give me a call. All right, let's talk to John. John, you're on Home Show Radio.
Tom, this is what I have right here. Last summer, I had a guy come out and put some Freon in my air condition unit. And I don't really run my air condition all the time. I don't really need to. But yesterday, I switched it on, and, you know, and the air was, it was blowing like a fan. It wasn't really that cold, so I turned it off, and then wait a little while and turn it back on. It was cold, and that happens every now and then. And also, sometimes when I turn it on, I can go outside, and the air conditioned unit, there's a sound like a click, 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 and frankly, the compressor's like really loud. What do you think I need to do about that?
I think you need to have someone come out and check it. I think your contactors are going bad is what I think. That's where you're hearing that tick, tick, tick. You've got some contactor problems. If it's just not, if you're hearing that noise and it's clicking on and off, that's not good for the unit. So it's time for you to have someone come out and check all the electronics out there.
You think that's going to cost me a lot of money?
I hope not, but I don't know. If it's running and it's just contactors, the answer would be no, but I can't tell you for sure. I try not to get into prices because I'm not sure what the deal is, but if you don't do something, it's just going to get worse. And it could make your compressor just go bad, and then it's going to cost you some real money.
Yeah, you know, I had the guy come out last summer and put some Freon in, and he put another relay or something in there, but apparently that didn't really solve the problem.
I'm not sure what the relay is, but if he put contactors in and they're bad again, and if you're adding Freon, you should not add Freon to a system. So if you're adding Freon, you got a leak somewhere.
Okay, well, thank you, Tom. Have a nice day.
Freon is not something you use. It's something that is in a closed system. It just kind of circulates. If you're having to add Freon every year, if they actually have to add Freon every year, there's something wrong with your system. If people are telling you you're adding Freon every year and they really don't, they just pretend to, then you're being ripped off. So one way or the other, you've got to watch that because there should just be no, I just had mine checked. There was no Freon added to mine. They were all just the levels were perfect, and so if it leaks out, it's a different story, you know. But it should be just fine as far as the system itself. If you don't have a leak, you don't need Freon. It's that simple. All right, 713-572-4610. The Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street can give you a little advice and help when it comes to your garage door. I mentioned in the last segment, you have to keep your eyes and your ears open, right? Always keep your eyes and your ears open, because that'll tell you if something is breaking down. Like the gentleman we just talked to, John, he's hearing a tick, 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 and his compressor's real loud. He might just be out of Freon. That'll happen on a car. When your car runs out of Freon, you'll hear it go on and off and on and off and on and off. And constantly, you know, the compressor's trying to work, but it doesn't have enough Freon to work. But you're hearing it. When you open or close your garage door and it's making god-awful noises, don't ignore it. Just because it's still working, it's telling you it's going to break down. And so you need to be prepared to get a tune-up. And have the Overhead Door Company of Houston come out and give you a tune-up. It doesn't cost that much money. And your door won't break. Once that door breaks, the spring goes and everything else, then you're going to be up to your eyeballs in cash. You're going to have to pay to get this thing fixed. But if you get it in time, and it's just a simple tune-up, then guess what? You save a lot of money. That's it. And be very careful about the fact that there's a lot of imitators out there. Go with the original. Go with the genuine. Go with the certified Home Show Pro of garage doors. And to find all of our certified Home Show Pros, go to homeshowradio.com. There won't be anybody else there but those people. But most importantly, don't be fooled by the imitators. So give the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street a call if you have a garage door that's talking to you in a different type of way. That's the Overhead Door Company of Houston on Main Street.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we will talk today. Call me. I'll be with you until noon. All right, let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Neil. Neil, you're on Home Show Radio.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. I've got a home built in 76, and I got new Hardy plank on it in about 2004, and then I went and caulked and painted it myself in about 2005. What I'm noticing, and I used, like, you know, the best paint I could find, the Lifetime paint and such, the trim boards or the face boards, like right, in front of the soffit, right underneath the roof, a lot of the paint on them is like cracking and peeling. And the face boards, like the decorative face boards on the front of the house, you know, some of those I caulked and painted real good, and they look almost new. But then some of them, the paint is like cracking and peeling. And, you know, the stuff that's cracking and peeling is usually like the trim that's like original to the house. And I think that's like...
Right. Now here's what I was going to ask you. This is wood. This is not Hardy where it's cracking and peeling.
Hardy, it's like... No, there's no issues at all.
No, you won't. It holds paint wonderful. This is not as much the paint problem as you would think. This is the old wood on the house. The grains are so set now that, and it expands and contracts, and it's just not, the paint's not holding to it real well. I don't know what paint you used, but it's really the paint and wood going together. That's what people had to deal with all those years ago. They were always dealing with areas that would... depending how the sun hits it and how the weather was hitting it. And that's a fascia board you're talking about. That is just going to have to be touched up once in a while, as far as I can tell. I've got one on the back of the garage that's original that no matter what I do, about every 3 years, I have to go back and scrape a little area of it and paint it, because it's just the wood is so old and it's so tightly grained, the paint just can't stick to it anymore for a long period of time.
You wouldn't recommend like having the... fascia board removed. I had a new roof in 2014.
Sure. If you put Hardy on it, and you can replace fascia boards without hurting the roof.
Oh,
if you
can.
Want to replace that with a Hardy 1x, oh, man, you'll never have the problem again. I wish I had done it on my garage. I did it on my house, and I didn't do it on the garage because it was a burn down. I had to rebuild, and the garage was there. But, yeah, there's little places that still haunt me that I wish that what was wrong with me. So why didn't I do it?
Okay.
But anyway, so you can do that.
Some of the old cedar boards, like 40 years old cedar boards, those are probably so you would recommend hardy plank and not some other kind of composite material?
Yes. Look how beautiful your hardy is.
Oh, it's perfect. There's no
It's the same product, so it'll work fantastic. You can even not have you don't even have to use the best paint in the world on hardy. It holds it so well. So it's very forgiving with the paint because it's a cement and not a wood based product.
Right. Right. But you're saying as long as I've got those cracks and stuff, even, you know, I'm just going to have to scrape, reprime, repaint, and that's going to happen every 3-5 years, unless
maybe. It depends. If you try a different paint, maybe a different paint will hold up better. I'm not sure what you used, but yeah, it's always going to be a maintenance issue. It's just the bottom line, because it's old wood. Old wood does not like paint.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
If we had recordings of this show back in 1988, 89, 90, 91, every other call back then, this hardy wasn't available in this part of the world. Every other call was about peeling paint, and the paint industry was just a mess, and they were selling $8 a gallon paint, and people had all this wood, and they just kept peeling off and peeling off. The two most popular paints were the two worst paints on the market because it was all price point. The whole industry has changed, and when it comes to hardy, hardy will hold paint really well. I have never had a situation where the paint has peeled off hardy. I've never seen it. I guess it could happen, but I've never even seen it happen because of the... That's just so compatible. And then, of course, now you get all their stuff pre-primed, so they even have a primer specially formulated for Texas that you don't even have to deal with priming it anymore. You just paint two coats of good paint, and it's done. And you're looking at 20-plus years, and you didn't get 20-plus years of paint jobs back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 90s, that is. It just didn't happen. But today it does. So I'm very glad because our children don't have to put up with it. And this show had moved on to... should I buy vinyl siding questions? Because you never hear that anymore either. Because that was the whole... First it was aluminum siding, then it became vinyl siding. They quit making aluminum siding. I feel sorry for... There was a manufacturer that bought Alcoa aluminum siding, the whole company. And right after that, they all went bankrupt. So it just... The whole market died. Vinyl kind of took over a little bit. It was huge in this area of the country for a long time. And it is a non-existent product just about today. So the whole industry has just changed, and changed in a good way. There's no doubt about it. Absolute Comfort Air is the company you need to call now, because this is the time of year you get your checkup. I just had them come out to my house. I have 3 units, and they did a total checkup on everything. Cost them, I don't know, it was like $100. The back unit, they just put a gauge on to make sure that it was charged properly. They didn't do much work on that, but the other two. And, you know, I couldn't be more pleased. The systems are working great. I know I'm going to have a good summer. I know I've got a few issues coming down the road, but I'm hoping not to have to deal with it for at least a year or two. I'm going to need a new condenser. I already got one. First, and the rest of the units all 20, 23 years old, something like that. And I'm not buying a brand new unit until... It dies, and somebody shoots it. That's the way it's going to be. But anyway, it's something you need to do every single year, not just when it breaks down. If you want to wait for it to break down, well, it's going to cost you more. That's all there is to it. Absolute Comfort Air. Give them a call and schedule your checkup now, because this is the time of year to find out if anything is going wrong. Hopefully nothing is. It should be just like mine. It's like taking your car in, they give it back to you. You pay a fee, and they said, no, we checked everything out, and it's great. Or we found this one thing, we've changed the part, and now you don't have anything to worry about. It's the same idea with a car as with a mechanical system like an air conditioner. Absolute Comfort Air. Give them a call and schedule your checkup. You could do it probably today, but Monday, you might want to just wait till Monday so you can take the weekend and enjoy it. But Monday would be a good time. That's Absolute Comfort Air.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Seven one three five seven two four six ten. And we will talk today. I was just at the break there looking at my phone, and the University of Tulsa is going to reorganize their entire college. It goes back to what I was talking about before. They're cutting out any degree they feel is not making money, and they're going to reorganize into just a few degrees so everybody gets raises. Administrators all get raises. Everybody gets more money. More money stays in the coffers. Less money goes towards education. That's what colleges are going to be doing now. They are going to reorganize, and it's happening here right in our own town, to where it's got to be a business, no longer an educational institution. So anyway, I don't know if it's good or bad, because they got to make money, right? So I don't know. But the money they make, this is what y'all got to remember. They don't make the money. They get the money through grants and tuition of loans and things like that. All comes from the United States government, which we all know is our money. So you're paying for it, and they're making more money, and they're giving less to the students. And that's when it's kind of a strange situation. All right, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you're on Home Show Radio.
Thank you. I've got a quick question for you. So I recently bought a new build, and it doesn't have a ventilated attic. The insulation is on the underside of the roof deck.
Right.
And the builder told me, well, this is a new technology. This is a new cool way. We seal the attic up. We make it airtight. We put a dehumidifier in it.
Okay.
Like, it's all ball bearings these days, is what he was telling me. Yeah. Well, when I was going in the attic
last week, mine is ball bearings.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find where the birds are nesting in the attic, how they're getting in, because apparently it wasn't sealed properly. And I come to discover that there's ventilated soffits in the sealed attic. And I asked him about it, and he goes, oh, well, sealed attics are supposed to have ventilation. And
this guy is a knucklehead.
It didn't make sense to me. So I wanted to run it by you.
No, he's a knucklehead. He doesn't know what he's doing. In fact, what he has done now by sealing the attic and sealing part of the attic and having those soffits and then running a dehumidifier, it doesn't make any sense. You're dehumidifying the state of Texas because it's just pulling air in, and then you're trying to get the water out. So it's absolutely ridiculous. That is not how you do it. But first off, sealed attics are not new technology. Sealed attics were developed here 30 years ago, and there were some major companies that tried it, and they got out of it real quick because of the problems involved with it. It doesn't make sense for this part of the country. Now, it does work in other parts of the country. They do this successfully in some areas, but I got a few points here with this, so bear with me.
Sure.
Right now, you have to have a ventilated attic to get rid of the moisture. And right now, you're having to run a dehumidification system, even if those soffit vents weren't there, because if you didn't, you would have mold growth galore up in that thing. So you're pushing the envelope in the wrong direction as far as, not you, but this whole system. 30 years ago, they tried it. It didn't work. Why is it being sold so much in Houston right now? And I'm going to tell you, this is flat out right. And we have to be really careful. Houston is a cash cow. We have more going on in this town than any other city in the United States. We have more construction. We have more houses being built. We have more plants being built. And everybody that wants to survive in the construction business has to sell their product in large quantities in Houston. So they're selling stuff here that should never be sold in the Gulf Coast region. We are such a different part of the country that what's good for the goose up there is not good for the gander down here. And so you're a homeowner that now got stuck in a very bad position. The other thing is, you say you have birds coming in, you don't know where it's happening. With these sealed attics, if you even get a roof leak, you won't know it for 5 or 6 years, and your entire structure will rot out before you even know you had a roof leak, because it's all going into that foam that's all foamed up in there, and you won't see any signs of it because it'll never show itself, because it'll dry out, get wet, and all of a sudden all your rafters and everything are just destroyed. So it's a very bad practice to do that. Now, what's your recourse? You bought the home. I don't know what you want to do, but if in the long run, if you're going to stay there a long time, I'd have the foam removed. I'd put a ridge vent in, keep the soffit vents, get rid of that dehumidifier. That's just costing you money and a lot of it, because it's got to run all the time with those soffit vents. And go ahead and insulate it traditionally with a radiant barrier and foam, not foam, but fiberglass on the floor of the attic. But I don't know if you've got that expense in you or what you want to do with it. That's going to be between you and, your own conscience.
That was my thought exactly. Thanks for confirming it. Appreciate your help.
Be careful. Buyer beware. That's the way it is. So you've got to be very careful about those kind of things. All right. Texas Floors has a video this week. They repaired a wood floor. And you can see it at homeshowradio.com. Because we try to do a new video every week. Not always can we get it done. You have to have content. You have to have, Chris has to have time to put it together. He gets busy doing some other stuff too. But Texas Floors has one that you can see, and they did a bang up job. They just are the best at what they do. When it comes to floor covering, I don't know anybody that's better. Jason and Ryan are second generation now doing this, and they stay on top of what's going on in the industry. So if you want to visit their showroom, you can. Their showroom is located at Spring Cypress and 290. If you want them to come to your home and you shop at home at your convenience of time and location, no problem. They love it because it actually makes the job go smoother because of the fact that they have to take all the measurements anyway. Then you get to pick out the samples right there in the comfort of your own home, but in the lighting, and you can check it against all your cabinets and your furniture and your carpet, maybe it's going against. So you can make sure it all blends nicely. It has to blend. And then they can set it up and have it done for you. That's Texas Floors. We call them the Can-Do Flooring Store.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Robert. Robert, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I got a couple of questions, but first I got a comment. I got this knucklehead friend of mine whose father-in-law has property out in Kingwood, and it was destroyed by Harvey. And he was looking to put a roof, and I kept telling him, ideal roofing. I told him 1,000 times. I said, I've heard it on this show that I love to listen to on the weekends.
Yes.
What does he do? He goes get some fly-by-night roof company. They took his money and put on, it might as well have been cardboard and plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that being said, you were talking earlier about what the colleges are doing and everything, and I know you worked at one time with ACC. Did they
twice.
Get rid of?
I had done it twice. Yeah.
Did they get rid of the electricians program?
They have one class now. It was reduced to just one class. I do believe is still going on with Joe Liao.
And is that the 14-week boot camp you were talking about?
Yes. And he's still working there. I don't know how long it's going to last, but at this point, that one class is still going on.
If that goes by the wayside, do you know if Lone Star College does that?
I don't know. I'm not real familiar with Lone Star. I've tried to get jobs with them several times. They've never called me back. But I really don't know what's going on there. So I know it. I just got a call from a friend of mine who had left HCC and went to San Jack.
Mm-hmm.
And San Jack is starting a program now for electricians. And, in fact, I gave him some names of the instructors I used to have teach that no longer teach at HCC. And so they're trying to come up with a program out there. But I don't know what the status is. But I did get a call the other day from Tam Lee.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, I appreciate the info, Tom. Once again, I love listening to your program because I always learn something.
No, and he can still call Ideal if he has to. I'll just have to
pay
again.
Well, you know, Tom, I practically went hoarse telling him
I know,
Ideal Roofing. And all of a sudden, one day, we go back out there because we're doing a bunch of cutting down trees and what have you. And there's this roofing company, and I didn't see. Then I looked at the sign on the side of the truck, and I said, that's not Ideal. I said, how come you didn't call Ideal? Oh, well, these guys gave me a better quote. And I said, that doesn't mean they're going to do a better job.
Yeah, Loper, you get what you pay for. But I tell you what, Ideal's not the most expensive. There are some companies out there right now gouging the community with double the price with easy financing plans. So you end up, instead of $9,000, it's $20,000 in the long run.
Well,
so you have to be really careful.
That's what I told them. I said they're competitive. And yeah. I said, and then, and all they got to hear is Kingwood. Oh, then the price jacks up another 10 grand.
No, not with these guys, but.
Well, I mean, no, I'm talking about the other companies.
Maybe, I don't know.
All they got to hear is, oh, Kingwood, everybody's got money out in Kingwood, you know.
But I don't know about that, yes.
But anyway, Tom, funny. Thanks for the info, and I love your show.
Robert.
You have a good weekend, man.
You too, thanks.
All right.
Now, I can tell you I'm working with TSC. That's a college down in Brownsville. And I got a call from, just on the positive note with colleges, I got a call from the State Board of Education for El Paso and Laredo, too. They're having a real problem on the border. The students are dropping out of high school at record rates. They're not going to colleges, not doing anything. It's a real problem, all these young people that are just totally unemployed. And they asked me to look into it, and we're starting at Brownsville, and I will be starting. I got a $10 million grant to start electrician programs, welding programs. I've been designing the labs now, and we're going to start the build-out of our first one for plumbing and electrical, I'd say in about 60 days or so. And we're going to be starting from scratch there, but they have a very good vision. And one of the nice things was this person I'm working with out there was my boss here in Houston at one time. So she knows what we can actually do. And the other thing that's happening is there's a certificate level 1 and level 2 certificate program that some genius came up with that doesn't help a student at all. You spend over 2 years just to become a helper. And what we can do in 14 weeks is become a worker. There's a difference. You don't need to go to school to be a helper. It doesn't help you any. You need to go to work. There are colleges now that are starting to go, hey, this isn't working, and we have somewhat of an epidemic right now, especially on our border towns with high school dropouts and people that have no jobs and don't know what to do and have nowhere to go. So I'm hopefully going to help that segment of the population, and I have nothing but positive, good intentions with that one. It's a vision that needs to be completed and completed quickly. We have a huge trained workforce out in those areas, and that's going to be very helpful for all of us here in the United States of America. All right, let's talk to Clinton. Clinton, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great, great. Hey, listen, quick question. I was interested in the name of the wholesale door company that I've heard you advertise.
Yes, sir.
Before.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to find the a door that I can afford.
That's okay, and you can. It's the name of the company is a Door Clearance Center.
Door Clearance Center.
Yeah, they're located in I-45, and if you want, I'll give you their phone number.
Please.
713.
Uh huh.
937.
Uh huh.
9132.
713-937-9132.
Yes, sir.
All right. And they're at I-45 and...
Yeah, just south of the Gulf Bank Road on the north side of town. And
okay.
They're on the feeder there on the southbound side, so that would be the west side.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You bet. You'll find a door. Promise you, and you'll love it, too. They got a great selection and really, really, really good prices. That's just the bottom line. If you need a plumber, well, they're getting more rare every day. That's right. The plumbing industry is thinning out. The average age of a plumber now is 61 years old. Every year it goes up 1 year. And basically my age. And so it's hard to get a good plumber. And you want a company that stays on top of it. And you have one here in Houston. That name of the company is Abacus Plumbing. For 15 years, they have built such a strong following and strong company that when, you don't need a plumber all the time, but if and when you do need one, they're there for you. You can count on them. A lot of plumbing companies, they want to do everything. Well, Abacus does service work. That's what they specialize in. They don't plumb new high-rises or new construction. They're not in that part of the business. All they're doing is service work for the people of Houston, whether it's water heaters, clogged drain lines, putting in new faucets, whatever the case may be. It's Abacus Plumbing, and you can count on these people. And just to give you an example, they have in-house training constantly. That is really important today because you'll get people that don't train. They do what they do during the day, then they go home, drink some beer, watch TV, and go to bed. And they never learn. They never expand their horizons. That's a problem. But when you're training your people in-house, they have to be there. They're getting paid to train. There's nothing wrong with that. And so they do that. They make sure they have training segments with new equipment that comes out, new types of tools, new products. You have to stay on top of it. So they do that. In fact, out of every plumber they hire, they turn 9 away. So maybe 1 or 2 out of 10 is what they're getting. And the rest, I don't know where they go, but they don't go to Abacus. And after that, they take these people and they train them. And that's why the last plumber they sent over to my house was a fine young man. We got to talking. And he loves working at Abacus. And he's proud to be a plumber. He was a young man. And I said, son, you have no idea the potential you have starting this young in the business, in the plumbing business, and just growing with the business, because he's going to be one of those leaders 25 years from now when us old guys are all gone. He is going to be leading the industry, and he's going to be a very wealthy young man because he's still young. He's 25 years, probably younger, no, 30 years younger than me, something like that. Anyway, maybe more than that. This is going to be one lucky young man, and you could tell the pride he had. And you could tell it was coming through, and we talked about it, the way Abacus treats the plumbers, treats the training programs, and the way they're taught to treat the public. And he did exactly what he was supposed to do, and I give him nothing but kudos. Abacus Plumbing, you'll find the same experience when you call them. 713-PLUMBING is the number. That's 713-PLUMBING.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards. A certified home show pro.
Clean and Green Solutions, Houston's better soft wash and pressure washing company.
Overhead Door Company of Houston. Replacement and repairs. Any door, any opener, anytime. HoustonForLease.com. They put the ease in leasing management, everything included, no surprises.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. I'm going to talk to George next. George, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. Yes, sir. I'm getting ready to make an offer on a home that I'm interested in. It's in a nice gated community. The driveway and the backyard is done with pavers. When an inspector came out, he brought it to my attention. The pavers in the backyard, was the entire patio was done incorrectly, that it came up high, that it covered the foundations, and the entire home is stucco. So he started to see some rotting on the bottom part and the stucco walls. My first question, who you recommend that I can call to come and take a look and see what can be done about these pavers, if it needs to be removed, shaved down, whatever?
You can't shave them down. They'd have to be removed and reset. Stucco has supposed to have a little breather board on the bottom where the water that gets behind stucco can drip out, kind of like brick with the weep holes. And if they've covered it up, it's just probably holding water. So that means you already had somebody out to tell you there's a problem, so I wouldn't just keep calling people out. But it would have to be removed and then replaced. And if you wanted to do that, it would be Tom at Family Landscapes. Now, here's the problem you're going to run into. Because you don't own the house, most of these guys will not give you any estimates or anything until you become the homeowner. So don't be surprised if you're trying to get all these estimates from people and they don't respond real quickly, because you're not the homeowner.
Correct. And I think I heard that once about another issue, mm-hmm. Which is fine. I'm probably going to go ahead and pursue buying that home anyway.
Okay.
I just wanted to know that once I close, who would I need to call?
That would be Family Landscapes. They can reset the whole thing, do it right, because it's basically re-landscaping that whole back of the yard. So they're going to make sure the drainage is good and all that good stuff.
So you're saying, going back to the stucco walls, the inspection, like I said, the inspector was telling me that it's rotten in the bottom, but should I just take his word or get somebody else? And who would you recommend to give me the correct answer?
Well, I guess if you want to I don't know if I keep hiring inspectors. Have you seen it? Do you see water? Do you see the marks?
I don't see water. I see the bottom part, like about 10 inches from the ground and up, mm-hmm. just a 10 inch in a couple of areas. There is, it's kind of like a little bit soft whenever I press on it. Well, I heard an echo when I'm knocking on it.
Well, the echo you'll hear, but the softness, you don't need another inspector. There's a problem.
Okay. No, I didn't mean an inspector. I mean, like, who would you recommend I can call to give me an estimate on this wall?
Well, the first thing you have to do is remove everything. When it comes to the stucco fix to find out how bad it is, probably Rudy's Quality Painting, if it's small areas. If it's bigger areas, I'm not sure. You're going to have to get a stucco repair company in, and I don't really know of one that I've used in a long time. So, but they're out there. Most of the people that do brick repairs do stucco repairs too. And you'll find a whole bunch of those companies if you Google it or if you look for brick repair and stucco repair. They usually go hand in hand.
Sounds good. All righty, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
All righty. And for all of you looking at homes and you get into something like this, unless you're just insisting on buying it, be very careful. There's always a better home around the corner somewhere. It's just the bottom line. So don't ever fall in love with a home. You'll just keep looking until you get one that's not going to start you with headaches, because who knows, there could be termites in there. You could end up with a mess on your hand you don't know. And so I don't know. You just got to be careful. Buyer beware. That's the way it goes. All right, let's talk to Mark. Mark, you're on Home Show Radio.
Would that be me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the last couple of calls or last few calls have just made me think of this kind of the same thing. We're getting ready to buy a house or we're getting ready to put ours on the market. Is there a checklist somewhere that says these are the things to look out for that you would never find until you get so far into it that you're already
in trouble? There's not a checklist, but when you put a offer down on a home, you can walk out of that offer. And the realtor should walk you through the proper paperwork. If the inspection doesn't come up to your standards, if anything is there that you just don't want to deal with, you can walk away from the deal and get your earnest money back. So that's the one thing I want you to be careful of, is make sure you deal with your realtor and make sure the paperwork is signed to where once the inspection's done, you can walk away with no cost to you. And that's pretty standard, but you still got to do it and be careful with that. Once that's done, you get your inspection, and then you go through the report and see what happens.
Yeah, I just wondered if there was a few major things, like the guy with the sealed attic that you just talked about, that I wouldn't even think, to ask the question ahead of time. That maybe you could hit some of this stuff off.
Nothing I can tell you in 2 minutes on air. But that's why that inspection report is so important, because an inspection report, and the reason it's there, is to let the buyer, which would be you, know what you're buying. That's why you want a good inspector. You don't want some crazy inspector that picks apart everything, but you want a good one who will tell you, oh, it's got a sealed attic, or it's got this, or it's got that. And so you'll have this report, and that's why you can walk away from it. For me to say there's three things you look at, and if those three things are there, it's no good. I can't do that because I would be cheating you. You need to have a full inspection done on a house that you're thinking of buying. But if it doesn't come back clean, walk away.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, Mark. 713-572-4610, and we will talk. Sometimes you need an engineer. You have a house that you have, and the structure's kind of falling apart. Something's not right. Maybe you're designing a home, and you want some big open spans, and somebody's got to do the engineering on it and do the drawings for permits. No problem. You just need to have a good one, and I have a good one. It's Devers Engineering. Give them a call and let them take care of it for you. Whatever the case may be, maybe you're just opening up a wall and you want to just open up the room, and you need to have the beams and the structure done properly. Maybe you were hit by a small Texas twister, and it twisted your structure out of whack a little bit. It happens. I mean, I heard today and maybe tonight we're going to have some hail and maybe some small twisters coming through, some small tornadoes. I hope it doesn't come to you. But if it does, Devers Engineering can help you with all of this. And then if you have a really odd situation with your foundation, again, it's Devers Engineering. Give them a call and let them help you fix it and fix it right. And if you need help, like for drawings and engineer seals and things like that, not a problem. That's what Devers is all about. That's what engineers do. Devers Engineering, 713-828-8901. Call Larry Devers and get it taken care of. He's a good guy. He'll take care of you. That's Devers Engineering.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9. Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.